Jamaica's Prime Minister, Dr. Andrew Holness, is welcoming the latest information of a significant reduction in poverty. This is WAVS News. Jamaica's poverty rate is now at the lowest level since official records began. The rate of poverty in Jamaica for 2023 was 8.2%. That's the lowest recorded rate since the country started keeping records in 1989. Prime Minister Holness says this validates the economic strategies of his administration.
We welcome Statins and the PIOJ's finding that incidence of poverty has been cut in half to 8.2%, the lowest poverty reported since measurement began in 1989. This validates our economic program, which was never built on trickle-down theories, reckless spending, or fantasy promises. Instead, we focused on practical and instrumental efforts to improve the lives of every Jamaican by empowering households with jobs and income, improving the capacity of the labor force with free access to training, increased and targeted social interventions.
Prime Minister Holness says, however, his administration remains focused on further improving the lives of the Jamaican people.
Our mission is to ensure that every Jamaican, especially our most vulnerable, has access to opportunities and pathways to prosperity. We can end absolute poverty in Jamaica.
Barbados Labour Party's Chad Blackman secured a commanding victory in the St. James North by-election Wednesday evening, earning his place in the lower house. The 42-year-old former senator polled 2,723 votes, far ahead of his closest rival, the Democratic Labour Party's Felicia Dujan, who received 468 votes. Blackman's decisive win marks a strong endorsement from the constituency as he steps in to replace outgoing Member of Parliament Edmund Hinkson, who resigned last month after 12 years in office.
It has been a long journey in coming, of course, not just the by-election that we've just concluded over the last 3 weeks, but a journey which started last year. And I thank God because he gave me strength, he gave team strength, but ultimately he allowed for the people of St. James North to see it fit to elect me as their parliamentary representative. But this is really a victory for the people of St. James North.
Guyana government contracted audits of expenses by ExxonMobil Guyana and its partners have triggered disputes in expenses now totaling $279.1 million, spanning two audits, according to the Natural Resources Ministry in a Wednesday statement. The ministry says ExxonMobil Guyana has until May 31 to agree to one of several nominees for a sole expert to resolve a dispute over $214 million in costs submitted by the co-venturers. In the Bahamas, Progressive Liberal Party Chair Fred Mitchell says there has been an avalanche of people seeking to run for the party in the next general election, which is constitutionally due next year. He says all candidates will be judged on the work they have done within their term. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.